Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Aiken Promotions have issued an update for about Garth Brooks. Garth is selling amazingly with a third date of September 11th just gone on sale. Yeah, if you haven't heard, it's now the 9th, 10th and 11th of September 2022. Ticketmaster is experiencing huge numbers on their site, but be patient. Stay in the queue. And we are getting success reports from people. I got tickets for Friday and Saturday. I'm so happy, says one. And tickets for gotten for Garth Brooks, thanks to my workmates Annalise and Dee. Woohoo! And Joanne, who is a Garth Brooks super fan, runs a Facebook page about Garth Brooks, was on to us.
Hi guys, it's Joanne from Garth Brooks for Ireland concert page. Just got my tickets. Well, got them an hour ago. Can't believe it. Going on the Friday night, got great tickets, and I am so excited. Oh my God. So, lads, I think you really need to play a Garth Brooks song today. Thanks.
Well, we've got one better than playing a Garth Brooks song, because with the tickets on sale, definitely the biggest gigs of 2022, if you weren't lucky enough to nab some this morning, we do have a treat for you. We're joined by Adrian O'Reilly from the Irish Garth Brooks Experience for a chat and maybe even a tune or two. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are things?
Not too bad.
Big day.
Yeah.
I believe you're in the queue for Garth Brooks tickets, but when you, he's his phone beside him and he's checking, when you jumped onto the queue, what number were you in the queue?
Yeah, on the way in past Liffey Valley this morning,
yeah,
119,000.
Oh my God.
At 20 to 8.
And what are you now?
56,000.
Okay, so they processed 60-odd thousand in the meantime.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Right. When did you realise that Garth Brooks was how you were going to make your career?
I would never really have thought of it that way, Dermot. Back in the 90s, so I've been singing them that long. I was always, you know, an 80s teenager, so pop rock, classic rock,
yeah.
Guns N' Roses, Bon Jovi, AC/DC, all the usual stuff. And I was sitting in the back of my dad's car outside Arnott's years ago, back in 1991, I think it was. And a song from Rope and the Wind, Garth's second album, called Against the Grain came on. And there's this amazing guitar solo in it. And I said, okay. So I nipped around, you know, the back of Arnott's. So I nipped around the corner to Golden Discs, bought the cassette tape.
Oh!
To all the younger listeners, cassette tape. And that was it, you know.
And you were hooked at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, he's obviously so massively popular as an artist, but there was probably a period around that time you're talking about where, you know, he was one of the biggest artists in the world. And it's amazing that in a career that has seen him kind of, you know, fade away a little bit in terms of general popularity, reinvent himself as this character called Chris Gaines,
Then
come back as Garth Brooks again, that he can now sell out. Well, we initially went five back in 2014, but three dates right now in Croke Park. And they're, judging by the queues, they're all going to sell out. Like, what is it about his music, do you think, that keeps him so relevant, even when he's not relevant?
His storytelling, for me, I can't speak for everybody else, I assume it's the same. It's the way he delivers a song and how he gets you into a song. You know, it's some of the more obscure songs that I like. You know, it's audio and visual.
Right.
He paints a picture for me. I can see the song as well as hear it. And his fast stuff, I mean, his stage presence, his presentation, the way he delivers, it's just addictive.
Do you think he's almost like, and country music in general is, it's almost like a Shanna Key with the guitar. Like that, our tradition of storytelling and, you know, our love for old tales and all that kind of stuff. Actually, that's why Irish people relate to country music, because, as you say, it's storytelling, essentially.
Exactly. I mean, his first couple of albums were real country, you know, storytelling. Then In Pieces brought the Baton Rouge, the Standing Outside the Fire, the rockier stuff. You know, the distortion pedals came on, the guitars, it all got a bit more up-tempo.
Yeah.
But the addiction was already there. You know, No Offences was, I have to get you guys to check, but like months, years in the Irish charts.
Yeah.
In and out, and that, you know, Friends in No Places, If Tomorrow Never Comes,
those songs, yeah.
The stories, yeah.
And then talk to us about yourself. So, like, I believe you've a bone to pick with Dermot already. We're only a few minutes into the show, but what did Dermot say wrong there a minute ago? What's the issue?
I always sell the show, whether it be my one man or the band, as a tribute. So it's a tribute to the music of Garth Brooks.
Okay.
I'd never attempt to impersonate him. I wouldn't even go there. I hear some guys do it. The American twang comes in, the accents come in. I try to keep away from that. I just try to deliver the song as best as I can. If sometimes it sounds a little bit like Garth, that's purely because I've listened to it so much over the years. It's like picking up an accent.
But wouldn't the public coming along to, you know, the Garth Brooks Experience, mm-hmm. attributing it, expect the front man to maybe have a little bit of what Garth Brooks has got?
Well, look, maybe I'm being a bit modest.
But, I think you might be.
I don't sit in my bedroom or my little studio in the attic at home and you know, try and kind of get exact phrasings on the way he sings the songs. I just try to learn them and deliver them in the meaning he meant them.
Gotcha.
I must remember that when I'm Dermot Gavin, that it's not an impersonation.
No.
It's a tribute.
That's correct.
To the greatest gardening
now, Dave,
expert.
You have me falling out with Dermot.
Well, listen, look, as Joanne, our Facebook page running Garth Brooks Superfan, said, people want to hear what you do. So, like, so when you are the Garth Brooks Experience, as you said, you have a couple of ways of doing it. You have the one-man show, and you also have a full band. Do you have a preference for which one do you find?
Oh, obviously, the full band.
The full band is the crack, is it?
Yes, that's the buzz.
Yeah.
But difficult. You know, COVID has made everything so difficult. You're getting gigs, they're being cancelled. There's parties in. Companies are cancelling, they're pulled the next day. But we're still rehearsing. We're still getting ready for Big Picture, which isn't this Christmas, which has been pretty much ruined by COVID. But it's spring, it's summer.
Okay. And I presume with Garth Brooks' dates doing what they're doing, that the interest in the surrounding Garth Brooks kind of universe is much bigger now.
Yeah, I mean, I actually let the website go. You know, I didn't renew it back in probably 16, 17.
Okay.
I'd kind of ridden it as far as I could and just didn't bother. Just doing the one man. The band was not disbanded. It was always there. If we got a call, I'd get the guys back together.
Sure, yeah.
But that's all back up and running. It's the Irish Garth Brooks Experience.com.
There you go. Got the website back. No one had stolen it off you. Good.
We're on Facebook. Yeah, no one has stolen it. Thanks be to God. We're on Facebook. We've .ie as well. And already, you know, since last week and even before when the rumours were going around that this was going to happen, the phone calls are coming. The dates are coming. But as I said, I'm being cancelled as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully when we get a little bit over what's going on with COVID.
Well, let's hear what you've got on offer, Adrian, because that's what people want to do. And we want to hear the Garth Brooks stuff. All the fans this morning who are in the queue, whatever number of thousand they are, and some of them have gotten through and some of them are still up in the 50s and 60s and 70,000s. So what are you going to do? You're going to do a bit of a medley first, right?
Yeah, with all the nerves intact, you know.
Yeah. Well, okay.
We're not used to this kind of thing, but we'll try it.
The Irish Garth Brooks Experience, fronted by Adrian O'Reilly. Adrian, in your own time, take it away.
Up and running. It's the Irish Garth Brooks Experience.com.
There you go. Got the website back. No one had stolen it off you. Good.
We're on Facebook. Yeah, no one has stolen it. Thanks be to God. We're on Facebook. We've .ie as well. And already, you know, since last week and even before when the rumours were going around that this was going to happen, the phone calls are coming. The dates are coming. But as I said, I'm being cancelled as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully when we get a little bit over what's going on with COVID.
Well, let's hear what you've got on offer, Adrian, because that's what people want to do. And we want to hear the Garth Brooks stuff. All the fans this morning who are in the queue, whatever number of thousand they are, and some of them have gotten through and some of them are still up in the 50s and 60s and 70,000s. So what are you going to do? You're going to do a bit of a medley first, right?
Yeah, with all the nerves intact, you know.
Yeah. Well, okay.
We're not used to this kind of thing, but we'll try it.
The Irish Garth Brooks Experience, fronted by Adrian O'Reilly. Adrian, in your own time, take it away. Adrian O'Reilly is from the Irish Garth Brooks Experience, and we were chatting to Adrian earlier on. Adrian, you were telling us that you were a fan of Garth Brooks when you heard a song on the radio, ran into Golden Discs and bought the cassette. But how did you turn it from being a fan of Garth Brooks into the Garth Brooks Experience?
It's actually a Dublin promoter, Dermot Brophy, from DBS Promotions. He asked me in around about 2010, the tribute thing was popular in Dublin, but not so much down the country. Was there anybody I knew a lot of songs from? And I said, Garth Brooks. He said, oh, okay. So the tribute took from there. Then the band was formed and
here we are.
Yeah, and every performer we speak to, we have to ask them the same question, is how has COVID been for you? Because obviously gigs, as you said, even now gigs are being cancelled, but yeah, there was a point there for a year and a bit where you literally could do nothing. So what have you been doing?
I was lucky enough, in my past life, I was a salesman. So I ended up back working early last year with Lucozet.
Okay.
So shout out to all the guys down on the vans and the lorries all around the country delivering Lucozet today.
So you were doing that, right? So that's what you've been keeping yourself busy with.
And going doing that as soon as I leave here.
As soon as you leave here. Yeah. Right, well, let's not delay anymore. We've had people vote for their favourite Garth Brooks song. Emer, what have they selected?
If Tomorrow Never Comes.
If Tomorrow Never Comes, Adrian. Can you do that one for us?
I'll do my best.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Adrian O'Reilly from the Irish Garth Brooks Experience on Today FM. Celebrate not one, not two, but three Garth Brooks dates currently on sale. Adrian, take it away.
Sometimes late at night.
Ah, brilliant.
Love it.
Absolutely amazing. Adrian O'Reilly from the Irish Garth Brooks Experience on Today FM. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Adrian.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Where are you in the queue now for tickets?
Oh, okay.
He's getting the queue ready to get his Lucas and Larry ready. But apart from that.
Can I also say as well, guys, Spawell and Temple Oak Saturday night and the Laurels in Clondalkin Sunday night.
Oh, gigs.
If they go ahead. That's this weekend.
Okay,
10,000.
You're nearly there.
Oh, you've gone up from 70.
There's me thinking you guys were going to get me two tickets.
Yeah, if only we had something.
5,000.
Oh, you jumped 5,000 in a second.
Yeah,
okay.
That's impressive.
We better leave you be so.
Thanks very much.
No, Adrian, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye bye.
Dermot and Dave, weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.